Numb with despair, convinced, as Mr. Potter said, that he's worth more dead than alive, George Bailey stands on a bridge, staring at the dark and frigid waters below. Suddenly, there's a splash.
Help! Help! I'm drowning here! Help! Help!
No, that's not George. It's Clarence, the apprentice angel. And there goes George in after him. It's a few minutes later now, and in the bridge keeper's shack, George and Clarence are drying off.
You both sure you're all right? You know, it's kind of cold to be swimming. You want a doctor?
No, I'm all right, I'm all right.
Oh, I'm fine. This underwear, though, I didn't have time to change it into anything more stylish. My wife gave me this on my last birthday. I passed away in it.
You what, mister?
I see Tom Sawyer's drying out, too.
Who?
My book. I left in such a hurry, I brought Tom Sawyer with me.
How'd you happen to fall in?
Oh, I jumped in. I jumped in to save you, George.
You were going to save me.
Well, I did, didn't I? You didn't go through with it, did you?
Go through with what?
Suicide.
Hey, it's against the law to commit suicide around here.
It's against the law where I come from, too.
Where do you come from?
Heaven.
Oh, that's very funny.
Your lip's bleeding, George.
Yeah, I got a bust in the jaw in answer to a prayer.
Oh, no, George. I'm the answer to your prayer.
Hey, how'd you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you.
Well, who are you anyway?
Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
Clarence Oddbody? What's the AS2 for?
Angel Second Class.
Hey, I'm getting out of here.
Cheerio, my good man.
Now look here, why'd you want to save me?
Because I am your guardian angel, George.
Oh, I see, uh-huh. Well, you look like about the kind of an angel I'd get. Well, what happened to your wings?
I haven't won my wings yet. That's why I'm an angel second class.
Oh, I see.
But you can help me earn them, George, by letting me help you.
Oh, uh-huh. You don't happen to have 8,000 bucks on you, do you?
Oh, no. We don't use money in heaven.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting. Well, it comes in pretty handy down here, bub. Of course, I found it out a little late. You know, I'm worth more dead than alive.
Oh, come on. You mustn't talk like that. I'll never get me my wings if you keep feeling that way. You just don't realize what you've done for your folks. Why, if it hadn't been for you...
Hey, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be better off. My wife and my kids and my friends.
Oh, this is not going to be easy.
They'd all be better off if I hadn't been born.
What? What did you just say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
George, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful? What are you talking about?
The idea you just gave me. Well... You got your wish. You've never been born.
I've never been born.
Exactly. No worries, no $8,000 to get, nothing. You simply do not exist.
All right.
George, I can do these things, strange things. I can show you the world, George, the way it would be if you hadn't been born.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, this ear of mine. Say something else in that bad ear.
You don't have a bad ear anymore. Oh, I don't think you're concentrating. Don't you see? You're not the George Bailey you think you are. You're nobody.
Well, that's the doggonedest thing I ever... This ear...
Your lips stopped bleeding, too.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening around here? What is this, anyway? Oh, I need a drink. That's what I need. What about you, Angel? You want a drink?
Well, I don't quite know.
Look, let's get dressed and we'll stroll over to Martini's and then, excuse me, I mean, I'll stroll, you fly.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't have my wings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have your wings yet, uh-huh. That's right. I forgot that again. Yeah, a couple of drinks and we'll both be flying, huh?
I
What do you have, fellas?
Hey, Nick. Where's the boss? Where's Martini?
Luke Wise guy. I'm the boss, see?
Okay, well, give me a double scotch, will you?
What's yours?
You know what I just love? Some mulled wine.
Huh?
Mulled wine. Heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves. Off with you, my lad, and lively now.
You trying to be funny, pal?
Oh, come on here. Just give him the same as I ordered. He's okay.
Okay, two double scotches come right up.
What about this place? It's all changed.
All of Bedford Falls has changed, George. You're having your wish. You've never been born. Oh, there'll be lots of things you've never seen before. Oh, good. Somebody just made it.
Made what?
Every time a bell rings, it means some angel's got his wings.
What'd you say?
Look, Clarence, I don't think you'd better talk about angels around here.
Don't they believe in angels?
Oh, yeah, they believe in them, but, you know, it's just a little...
Well, then you should... Why should people be surprised when they see one?
Hey, don't mind him, Nick. He's just a little fella. He just never grew up. How old are you anyway, Clarence?
Well, next May I'll be 293.
That does it. A couple of pixies, huh? Go on, get out of here. You'll hear me get.
Where's Martini? Will you call him?
And stop asking about Martini. He ain't here and he... Hey, you rummy, didn't I tell you never come panhandling around here?
Hey, it's Mr. Gower. Mr. Gower, don't you know me? This is George Bailey.
Hey, buy me a drink? Just give me one drink, mister.
Hey, Banky, throw the rummy out.
Oh, no, please don't throw...
Hey, Nick, that's Mr. Gower, the druggist.
That rumhead spent 20 years in jail for poisoning some kid. Now, if you know him, you must be a jailbird yourself. Binky, here's two more. Get him out of here.
Get up, George. Good thing he threw us in a snowbank.
Now, where's... What happened to Mr. Gower?
Mr. Gower doesn't know you, George. You see, you weren't there to stop him from putting poison into that prescription.
What do you mean I wasn't there? Look, now tell me, what are you? Are you a hypnotist?
George.
Look, why am I seeing all these strange things?
Don't you understand? You gotta listen. It's because you were not born.
Well, if I wasn't born, then who am I?
Nobody. You have no identity.
What do you mean I have no identity?
No papers, no driver's license, no 4F card, no insurance policy.
Zuzu's bell.
What?
Zuzu's bell. I bought my little girl a bell to hang on the Christmas tree, and I forgot to give it to her. I've got it in my... It's gone. It's gone, too. Everything is gone.
But you've been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like if you'd never been born.
Oh, you're crazy. You're crazy as a bedbug, and you're driving me crazy, too. Now, look, I'm going home to my wife and family. Do you understand that? And I'm going home alone.
When we left, George had just been given his wish of having never been born. Not sure of what was happening, he decided to go home. Alone.